what did he say? He said he always knew that every alcoholic was seeking the spirit in every bottle of spirits. You damn right I was. See, and if you study history, you can go down the list of people. They didn't always seek alcohol, but there's a thirst in us. There's a thirst in us. You know, Kris Kristofferson, that song, "Poor wayfaring stranger, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home." Ah, yes, I've taken that myself. Then the book says, oh, and he also said, there's a secret gnawing at the roots of our being. People talk about the hole in the soul. I don't believe there's a hole in the soul. This isn't about the soul, it's fine. But it's the consciousness, and that to me is what why step 2 and 3 are in my life every day. That coming to believe that God is present, and somehow or other, if I work with that, I'm just fine, thank you very much. The book says lack of power. The book, step 1 starts us out properly. It says you're powerless. Powerless over alcohol, but you're powerless over everything. You know, the book says there's one who has all power. I used to think that I had power if I'd behaved right. Whose power am I using? If the book is correct, it says there is one who has all power. That doesn't mean I can't use power. But if I use it to take a knife and stab you, I'm really not using the power for the right reasons. And it says, alcohol was a great persuader. And then my friend Howard, I'll tell you a little bit about Howard. He phoned me one time and we talked about some of this stuff. He said, turn to page 48. And on page 48, it talks about the steel girder. It looks so solid and so strong and so steady. And he says, inside it, there are millions of electrons whirling about at incredible speeds. And you tell people that, and they say, yeah, yeah. Then he said, but then if you say to them, you suggest there is an all-powerful, guiding, creative intelligence underneath the material world, up comes resistance. Can't be. I'm going to do what I want. And then, of course, there's page 55. Absolutely changed my life. And there was one other statement. Either God is everything or nothing. I mean, I avoided that page for a long time. And then one day I just said, okay, I'm going to say you're everything. I don't understand it. I don't know how to interpret it. But I'm going to say, God, I believe you're everything. And you know what? Every day since then, God has showed me that he's everything. So, 21 years, I'm sober. I got to hurry up. And I'm suicidal. I'm empty. You can fix the outside and make it look good. And people say, aren't you wonderful? And da-da-da-da-da. I wasn't wonderful. I was dying inside. Because ultimately, this, to me, it's about my relationship with God. Dr. Bob said it. He said, see to it that your relationship with him is right, and then great things will come to pass for you and countless others. It's right in the book. And once I recognized that, I have to tell you, within 2 weeks, I had heard a speaker talk about some of the problems he had inside and what he had to do about them. So I heard the speaker. I had been given a tape. I had a book. I had a name and I had a phone number. And 2 weeks later, I was on a plane to go and meet that man. And I found out how we're affected by childhood. And if you think I shouldn't be talking about this, read the 12 and 12. Bill talked about it. In step 8, he says, we've got stuff buried below the level of consciousness. At the time of these occurrences, they have given our emotions violent twists. And I bet you there are people in this room whose emotions have been given violent twists. And they say it all happens between the third trimester in the womb and age